Emily Kors, forewoman of the special grand jury in the Georgia election probe, has spoken in more detail about their findings. They conducted a 7-month investigation into whether former President Donald Trump and allies tried to overturn Georgia's election results when he lost the state to President Biden. In a phone call made by Trump and advisers to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, they asked him to find nearly 12,000 votes needed to give Trump the win. The jury recommended District Attorney Fannie Willis pursue criminal perjury indictments in cases where witnesses may have lied under oath. Trump was not a witness, and his lawyers say he's done nothing wrong. But the case is one of the more significant legal challenges against him as he runs again for presidency. Caroline Malone, Washington.